Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you for your inspiration. And you command light to shine out of darkness into our hearts. So thank you for the light that's coming from this message this morning. We trust you, Father God, you, the one that has got ears to hear and eyes to see, and you know exactly. So you know exactly what we need to hear and what we need to see. In Jesus' name, amen. It's Psalm 104 and it's verses 8 to 12.
The mountains rose, the valleys sank down to the place that you appointed for them. You set a boundary that they may not pass, so that they might not again cover the earth. You make springs gush forth in the valleys, they flow between the hills, they give drink to every beast of the field. The wild donkeys quench their thirst. Beside them, the birds of the heaven dwell. They sing among the branches.
Hallelujah. I just think, you know, as we listen to this, I think of the whole story of creation. He's showing a God of intimate love, the beauty, but of intimate wisdom. You know, he didn't make man and then man had to float around there with him while he's getting everything together. He's putting everything together and then he's bringing man into the equation, and then man's playing a part in cultivating the garden and naming the animals. That's physical work and intellectual work, because when you name something, you name it according to its purpose and what it is doing. And its unique story. And but what strikes me about the waters covered the whole earth, the Spirit of God, it tells us Genesis was hovering upon the face of the waters, and then God spoke, and every word brought about a change, you know. And that's how exactly like when we came out of this world, we also unformed and void. Void of righteousness, full of self-righteousness and unrighteousness, and then we're born of the Spirit. So that spiritual birth is so important, to move from the natural to the spiritual. And then we have the Word of God, God speaking into our lives. And that's what we need to take heed to, as a light shining in a dark place until the morning star arises. How do we do that? Desiring the milk of the word. We read, and then we read. The Bible says two or three confirmations. Sometimes you read the second time you've read a passage or a piece, you're already getting a clear insight of what is your daily bread, what God is wanting to show you. And then the third time, you know, it's these verses or it's this verse. And then immediately you think of another verse somewhere. And in listening to this, I read it last night, and now hearing it again from Danita this morning, this brought me straight back to that preparing a highway for the Lord. Just turn to Psalm 50 there, my sweet. Isaiah 50, or no, 50, no, Isaiah 40. And so this makes me think of the very words God gives Isaiah there, and tells him to comfort his people. So speak tenderly to just Jerusalem, cry out, a warfare is ended. So there's better times coming. There's a time of now of restoring and building up, and iniquities has received double for iniquities. That's the sin has been taken away. That's one, done and dusted. And then the second part, the righteousness of God, the benefits of God, the goodness of God, the right standing with God, godliness, our true nature, which is an answer to all ungodliness. And then he says, in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. So he's coming now to make, bring, the Lord is bringing a new way. Amen. The way of the Lord. Way, truth, and life in abundance. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted up. And this is what this highway does, is The valleys are lifted up. And what is the valleys in our own lives? That spirit man, that God-given destiny wrapped up in this, like a seed here in the spirit. And that's got to come to the fore. And every mountain and hill shall be made low. And those are our high spots and our not so high spots, the things that the wrong seeds, the wrong things in our lives, that's got to come down. And the even ground shall be made level and the rough places plain. So it's got answers for the uneven ground to make everything flow with God. And then it beautiful says, and what is doing this? And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. So God's goodness has come to us and it meets us where we at. The glory of God is who God is, and but it's also we are children of the living God. It's also who we are. And so it's sorting out, and it's bringing us, and it's changing us from glory to glory. And for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. This is God's. He started a work, and he's completing it. And he started a work with us, and he's going to complete it. And then we know the part, you know, he just goes back to the problem. All flesh is as grass. It's carnal. It will pass away. And but then we see God, the Lord is taking Isaiah to cry out what he needs to cry out. And he tells him, go up on a high mountain, O Zion, herald of good news. So it's the gospel, the good news of our salvation that we look for. We see a lot of wrong things and problems, and even the devil and his works have been exposed in the Bible, but we go on always to that which is good, that which makes us think better, speak better, and live better. Lift your voice with strength, O Jerusalem, herald of good news. Lift up, lift it up, fear not. Say to the cities of Judah, praise, behold your God. So those that are looking for God, that's looking for the goodness of God, the praises of God that he's got for his children, you look up, and then what do you see? Behold, the Lord your God comes with might, and his arm rules for him. Behold, his reward is with him. And as you're looking up, life is hid with Christ in God, and you're setting your mind on things above, you're experiencing the Lord. Remember the prophecies in John 14. He's given you the Spirit to take, which is his, and reveal it to you. And then when you've taken hold of that and you're holding on to what the Spirit is saying, you're getting to see Jesus, because he says, I will manifest myself to you, and I will come, me and my Father will come make their home with you. So his reward is with him, amen, and his recompense before him. He will tend his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs
In
in his arms. He will carry them in his bosom and gently lead those that are with young. So where we see the work of the shepherd, developing his brothers and sisters, developing his sheep, feeding his branches so they can bear fruit that they need to bear. And he said, like it says in John 15, 16, he's called us, and he's called us to bear much fruit. And not just much fruit, he says fruit that will last. So this is eternal God qualities of life that is coming to pass in our lives. So amen, man. Just know, as God formed this earth and made it beautiful, it's not where it's supposed to be at the moment, but it's still beautiful. God has made us, and we might not be where we're supposed to be, but we're in development. He's a God that started this work, and he's going to complete it. Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for preparing a way for us and give us the desire and the power not to harden our hearts when you say this is the way you should go. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.